I said this morning, and again, I'll double down. We have to now, as an industry, accept blokes pulling out of contests.
Yep.
Because 4 weeks, not only from a personal point of view, but from a team point of view, when you're so important as a Peter Wright is to the Essendon Footy Club, kicking goals up forward, the coaches would say, well, I guess I'd rather you pull out of that and be available for selection next week if you think there was going to be a contest. And we will get to the point where it looks stupid. There'll be two blokes going back. They both stop. The ball bounces in the middle. And there's no contest, which is the fabric of the game, essentially, and why we all love it, because of the fair contest, the nature of it being physical. That's very quickly going to go out of the game.
As competitive beast as you both were, are you both comfortable with that? I certainly am, as a member of the media, that is the case. And I think there's been a backing off from the media on the scrutiny of such moments in footy already.
We're going to have to mentally adapt.
Yeah. We evolve. I mean, think about what was happening in the 70s and 80s that we all loved and loved about. Now you look back and go, oh my God, that's, you know, that's assault. You know, that's jail time. So you can't, I think we continue to evolve. And I think to add your point too, we're going to continue, I think, players to look after themselves now. And people going back with the flight of the footy have to now think about it a bit more. You think about the weekend, Harry Cunningham, what happened to Mason Wood, and even Stephen May, such a serious injury. Maybe now we need to accept the player, for the sake of one contest, might need to think about their own health and safety a bit more. Like we accept with NFL quarterbacks who slide so they don't get hit. They could have gone an extra couple of metres. It's just accepted. We might have to get to that point too.